We're holding Tepura, Daf Yud, Amud Beis, right at the bottom. Three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara had brought a machlekes of Rabbi Yechon and Bar Pada, whether it's possible to makadish an Uber. Can you make an Uber kodesh, kachim is beach? I can be more specific. The Gemara has already conceded. Bar Pada says you cannot make a kodesh, Rabbi Yechon says you can. The Gemara concedes that even according to Bar Pada, you can make a kedushas damim. You can make it have monetary kedusha mizbeach. You just can't make a kedusha guf that it itself is kedush mizbeach. And Berachah says, no, you can make a kedusha that it itself is kedush mizbeach. So the Gemara asks another question against Bar Pada. It's Rabbi Yirmiyah again. Ask a bizarre question as a raya against Bar Pada. Eisvei, from the Gemara asks a question from the Mishnah, which comes up in later this week, or next week actually, in 5-6 blah. Daf Tezvav. Makdish and Evar v'Ubrim, Avlim Amirim. You can be Makdish an Aver, a limb, or an Uber, that's obviously the Raya, Avlim Amirim, but you can't make Tamur. It's pretty clear that you can Makdish an Uber. So, L'chair, it's a Raya against Parpada. Says the Gemara, Hachadam Vadikachim. Same answer we said on the earlier Gemara, we're talking about Vadikachim. Says the Gemara, Vadikachim, what do you mean? Even Parpada agrees, if you makdish the mother, and the mother has a vlad, the vlad gets tusha agav, through the mother, the vlad gets tusha. Even Parpada agrees, that's great. But that's not the lesh of the Mishnah. The lesh of the Mishnah was makdishim. Says the Gemara, b'vlad kachim, if you're talking about vlad kachim, my makdishim, hakdishim v'kaimi. If you say, talking about vlad kachim, the offspring of kachim, that's why it's kaddish, it has nothing to do with you being makdish it. The lesh of the Mishnah was, you can be makdish, an aver, or an uber, and that clearly does not mash, but we're talking about Vad Kachin. Says the Gemara, top of Yudalf, but Aleph, the Lumdish explanation, Achkamar, Magdishin, Evarim, Umamirim Behem. When we talk about that Mishnah later on, when it talks about Magdish, it means you can Magdish an Aver, and then you can make a Tmura with that animal. And what's the chiddush? You just jump at the top, Rashi, second line, ready? Vashmin and high. Amir behem the high to come makdish evarim lav lemakdish ev lechudei el lemifshe kedusha b'kula behem. This discussion we touched on yesterday, I'll come again today. Whether or not when you makdish the one limb of animal, that the kedusha spreads throughout the whole animal. So what the Mishnah was saying was that you can makdish evarim and make tmura with these animals because even though you only makdish an ever, the Kedusha spreads throughout the whole animal. It's like a basic shita that it spreads. And once it spreads, you cannot make tmura. Avalei mamirim evarim behem, but you cannot make a tmura in them, meaning you cannot make a tmura from a kedushic animal into a limb. That you can't do. This is a little bit of a chazara of the way we touched yesterday's Mishnah. Very good. Avalei mamirim evarim behem. V'urbim shekachim, again, it's going on basic. V'urbim shekachim me'iman imamirim behem. And an uber that's kodesh me'iman, to talk it out. Now we're explaining. We touched up why we use the word makdishim. It's for purposes of the aver spreading and being able to make tamura. And then the next part of the Mishnah was saying, the uber, that uber that got kedusha through the mother because it wouldn't get its own kedusha. Over there, you cannot make a tamura from these ubers. Ubers that kedusha, the mother cannot make a tamura. Says the Gemara, Ibva the Kachim, Me'iman Ulab and Tmura, Habrai Avdi, Vatan, and Vosai Sitzmura. It's more the same question we asked before on the right side, in the bottom of Yidom Beis, that you're saying that you can make a Tmura from the Uber that's a Vlad Kachim in the mother's stomach. Smashma, why not? Because it's still a Vlad Kachim in the mother's stomach. Once it's born, it's no longer, it's still Vlad Kachim, but it's now a proper live, viable animal, Vlad Kachim. Then you can make a Tmura, Smashma, but we learned in the Mishnah, that Vlad Kachim cannot make its Mura even once they're born. Says the Gemara, same answer as yesterday. Hamani Rabbi Yudi, the author of Rabbi Yudi argues, who says that Rabbi Yudi holds you could make its Mura from Vlad Kachim. E Rabbi Huda, a varmi kachi. If you're going to Rabbi Huda, are a varm kachi, you're going in a circle. Remember this, we even spelled it out in the Taprashi when we explained that the Mishnah was saying that when you makdish an aver, it spreads throughout the whole animal, and once it spreads, then you can make its Mura, right? We explained that's going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't spread. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon is the one who holds it spread. Rabbi Yehuda, Meir holds it doesn't spread. So if you're going to Rabbi Yehuda and saying the din of Uber, then in the mother's stomach you can make its Mura, which you can infer from there, once it's born, you can yes make its Mura, which only fits like Rabbi Yehuda because the other Tanam hold, even when it's born, Vlad Kachra can't make its Mura, then the ratio which talks about Aver, that doesn't feel like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda by Aver doesn't spread. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Varm, he catches by Varm. Does it spread? Does it get kedusha throughout the whole animal? Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, Rabbi Raglish is Ayla. Cool, Ayla. Rabbi doesn't hold to the concept that when you say the regal of this animal is Ayla, the animal in its entirety becomes Ayla. Amarlei, Hachma Eskinan, Bedavar, Aisa, Aisa, Treif. The same as again last night. If you remember actually, I'm sorry, it's yesterday's, the Fudum Beis. Remember yesterday we said, Lashon of Davar, Shana Shama Tliyabai. Right? Gemara's actually going to get into a bunch of nuances later in this daf about Nam Shama Tliyabai, Treif, and Avela, we'll see. But the simple answer is, even Rebbe agrees, if you were Makdish a body part, an animal body part, that would make the animal treif if it was missing, that's enough for the animal to become Kaddish. It spreads, of course, the animal, even according to Yehuda, and that would be the case of this Mishnah. So if we talk about the case of Uber, according to Yehuda, that Uber that's born is, yes, subject to the Tumura, and we could talk about Evarim, and we're talking about even in Yehuda, because we're talking about an Ever, that makes the animal treifa. Lema Katanai. Says the Gemara, let us say this Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Pada, whether or not we're about 9 lines down, Yud Aleph and Aleph, 9 lines down from the top of the page. Let's say it's mechoikis, whether or not you can makdash an uber, whether you can makdash an uber in the mother's stomach, an animal, whether it works, Berichah says it does, or Pada says it does not work, it works, Kishu Dama, Makdash is Guf. Let us say it's mechoikis tanaim. Why? Because we learned in the following, Baisa Sheikhet, Esachatas, Umatsaba ben Arbachai. One Shech Tzachatas, and he finds, inside the Chatas' stomach, he finds a baby that's 4 months old. So the point is, it wasn't kalach hadashim. It didn't have the full term yet of an animal. So the question is, what is the baby's status? One Bryce teaches that it gets kushus chatas, and therefore like a chatas, it can only be eaten. You found this baby inside the mother's stomach, so it gets kushus chatas, it can only be eaten like a chatas, it's only eaten for kayanim. Veinachals elef nimen aklem, it has to be eaten within the walls of the clam, like kachakachim, as opposed to kachafalim, which can be eaten anywhere in Yishlayim. This is kachakachim, this baby. Veinachals el yamecha, can only be eaten for 1 day. Vetain yidach, and we learned in another brisa, on the contrary, nechals chaladim, can be eaten anybody. Nechals b'chamach, we can eat any place. Veinachals, meaning out of Yishlayim. Veinachals leilim, and it can be eaten forever, meaning it doesn't get kedusha. So my love, what's the machlekes tanaim over here? Tanai, the masav kedushas chal al uburim, umasav engtush chal al uburim. Isn't this clearly machlekes tanaim whether kedushas chal al uburim or not? So the one who says that you have to eat it like a chatas, when you makdish the mother and the baby, the mother's pregnant with the baby, kedusha is chal on the baby, and therefore you have to eat it by kohanim in Yerushalayim only for 1 day, like all the dinim of chatas. Whereas the one who says they can be eaten anywhere by anybody and even out of the side of a day holds, doesn't get kushus chatas, because he holds kushus achal nobrim. It's mamash machlekes bar pada and Rabbi Yechanan, lo yisiz gemara. Hani tana ba kumifigi, here's the machlekes tana over here. The marasar vod is kushus bav yasin ingedation, the marasar vod is kushus bav yasin ingedation. Big fundamental machlekes in vod kushim. There's a machlekes over here that when, we're saying everyone agrees that if you makdash an animal, which wasn't pregnant and became pregnant, and gave birth to Vlad, the Vlad gets kedusha like the mother. That everyone agrees. The machlekes is, when does that happen? When does the Vlad get kedusha of the mother? Does it get kedusha of the mother when it's born? When it's born, so while it's in the mother's stomach, it's ready, it's ripe to get that kedusha, but it doesn't have the kedusha yet. Only when it's born does it get that kedusha. Or no, even while it's in the mother's stomach, it already has this kedusha. That's the lashon of Baviyasin and kedushim, lashon of Vaya, once it's born, once it's in existence. Only then it gets kedusha. That's one mandamar. Other mandamar says to cause the mother's stomach to get kedusha. So if I shech the mother and the baby wasn't kalah chadash, it wasn't finished his term yet, it's considered still in the mother's stomach, it will not get kedusha according to that opinion. The other opinion holds no, but me'im in kedushim. Once it's in the mother's stomach and it's developing, it gets kedusha as it's while still in the mother's stomach, and therefore it would yet have kedusha. That's the machlokes in the two brises here. Vibay zema. Or another explanation. We're just trying to deflect that it's not the machlokes parpada and abechon when you mean makdash and uber. Whether it's chal, the kedusha on uber directly, it's another version of the mechaykes. I'll tell you, everyone agrees. Chatanu, it's one tanu to both prices, and it's not a stira. And the one tanu holds. Gemara explains. Chadam mahalan masayis makdash bein vachach nizabra. Chadam nain shekdusha beberes. They're both going according to Rabbi Yechanan. That you can makdash an uber. They're both going according to. Actually, some of the gears that they want to explain that both are going according to Pada. But we're going to explain the simple version of our gears, so it seems to say they're both going like Rabbi Yechanan. The case where we're saying, and they both hold, Paviyasin and Kedeshim, it only gets Kedusha once it's born. An animal only gets Kedusha once it's born. So the Brisa says that it has a Kedusha in this case, even though you shechted it before it was 5 months old, before it reached when it was only 4 months, before it reached the term. That Brisa is talking about a case where you're a Makdish an animal, and it was not pregnant yet. And then the mother, the hektish animal, the chatas, became pregnant. You never got the stage of avyasin and kedushim, and therefore it doesn't have kedusha. And the brisa says, against kedusha, told me we a makdash animal, everybody was pregnant. And that, which would fit like a bechiron. So both brises fit like a bechiron. Some machleishes by bechiron, apada and two brises. Both fit like a bechiron. And both brises are going by avyasin and kedushim. Right? That will be an answer how these two brises are not depend on the machleishes by bechiron, apada. Again, the shita has a little slight different gears here and wants to explain that both brises fit like barpada. in a different way, but the point just is that we've deflected that the Braises don't have to be Mechlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Pada. Tanan, says the Gemara, another question, Rabbi Pada, this must be, I think it's like the sixth question that we've had, Rabbi Pada already, so far we've answered the first five. Rabbi Loza Aymer, Klayim, a mixed up animal, I shouldn't say mixed up, mixed breed, Utrefa, a trefa of Yetzidafin, or Yetzidafin, that's animal is born by a Caesarean, Tumtum, found dragon, Tumtum means it's covered, the area where it defines female and male. Andragus means it shows present signs of both male and female. Halacha is like kadeshim, v'le makdeshim. They don't become kadesh, nor could they make others kadesh. That is Rabbi Elazar's shita. Amar Shmuel, like kadeshim b'tmura. What does it mean they don't become kadesh? Like kadeshim b'tmura, even through tmura. I mean, we know tmura could be chal on, even on a balmum. Tmura could be chal on certain animals. Tmura was not chal over here by these animals. They cannot become kaddish even via tmura. V'lem makdish lasa tmura, and lem makdish means they're not kaddish enough to make a tmura. Right now, and the question obviously is going to be, how are they kaddish in the first place? If they cannot be kaddish even via tmura, how are they kaddish first place? Okay. V'tanya, I'm Rameir. Me'achashin and kaddishim, heich makdish. So Rameir right away asks the question, once they are not kaddish, meaning, even via tmura you can't make them kaddish, and certainly you can't make kaddish directly, so then how on earth are you telling me, what are you telling me? You can't make a tmura? Of course not. Yet the mitzvah el makdish behem avachach nitrefa. The case must be where you makdish the animal and then it became a treif. That's a simple case. Okay, move on. The makdish vlad v'yatzerach teifin. What's the case of yatzerach? You makdish the vlad when in the mother's stomach, and then it became yatzerach, because if everybody was yatzerach was saying it cannot get kedusha, so it must be the kedusha took place prior to this paslos. What does that mean? You makdish a number. Your makdish, but then it was born. Is that not a clear raya against Barpada? Alma kadosh vlad. It's a clear raya that the vlad can become kadosh. A raya against Barpada. Amri, Gemara says, you're right. So till now, so far, what do we concede? Even Barpada says he can't be makdish. But we said, it means he can't make the kedusha as a goof. The kedusha is dumb. Him, monotheistic kedusha gets. We use that to answer a couple of questions on yesterday's daf on Yudam Beis. Now we actually concede further. B'tam b'metmima. We're really qualifying this machlekes. The Barpada really doesn't argue that much. And a tam in the stomach of a tmima, if you have a mother that's a tam and the baby that's a tam, afila barpada nami maidi tekadshi. Even barpada is maidi beichel. Then we makdish the mother and there's a vlad inside there, uber inside. Uber gets his own kedusha zaguf. Even going to barpada lenechu ela batam b'mei balas mum. Machlekes is when you have a tam in the stomach of balas mum, and this touches on a svara Nachman Yosef you said yesterday about when you be makdish the mother, the vlad comes with. Oh, via what's the mother? About mum says the Gemara, kiven the ime le makdishin kedusha zaguf hu nami le kadosh. Barpada holds kiven the ime le makdishin kedusha zaguf hu nami le kadosh. The mother itself never gets kedusha zaguf to make kedusha zaguf just on a baby that's not in the velt yet. That doesn't work. The two behemoths. There's the mother. There's the vlad. The mother tackle only get kedusha damim. It won't kedusha zaguf because it's already balas mum. Whereas the ime he le makadosh avu kadosh. But the uber can get his own kedusha. Rebbechna tackle holds with the full strength of the law, one can be makdish an uber alone. Remember, according to the second lash we said yesterday, we more stressed uber lavierich imay, and you can makdish uber in isolation, right? According to Beichan, that was why we had two members of Beichan, one about be makdish uber stam, and one by a case of with the mother, to stress both nekudas. So according to Beichan, I don't care what the mother is, the vlad can get kedusha. According to Barpada, only when the mother also gets kedusha as a guf, could the vlad get kedusha as a guf, but he agrees the uber could get kedusha as a guf, but if the vlad is baal's mum, if the mother's baal's mum and the mother's only getting kedusha tamim, then the vlad cannot get kedusha zaguf. That is the qualification to make a parda shtim with that last brisa. Lishna achrina, another lashon again. Kedarkenu tamura, we have this almost every daf, at least one gemara that we almost repeat, but it's or very similar with another lashon. Avaklaim v'tumta andragonus yet the mitzvah el vlad kashim. So according to this version, the original brisa had said that a client, Tumtum Dragonus, you can only find a Vali Kachem. We didn't, according to the version we said before, we didn't focus on that Bechlau. We just said that these animals, like Kedushin, Vali Makdishin, and we asked, Me'acha, they don't become Kaddish, how do you have a case of Trefa, a case of Yetzi Daifin? We answered that the Kedusha preceded the Paslos. We didn't focus on the other cases. Now, according to this Lashon, we focus on the last three cases. Klayim, Tumtum Dragonus, the only way to find it is Vali Kachem. Now, you're talking about whether they can make a tzvur or not. Vlad kachim, we quoted this mission multiple times already. Vlad kachim, even once they're born, they cannot make a tzvurah. So what do you tell me that tumtum, dragons, and klayim, which are only coming about via vladi kachim, being born to kachim, that they can't make a tmura. No vlad kachukrik tmura, even if it would have this pasos. Mara says, according to Behuda, who we spoke earlier in the staff, he owes a vlad kachuk could yes make a tmura. So according to him, it's relevant that these klayim, turn to Madragonus, when they're vlad kachim, they, even according to Behuda, will not be able to make a tmura even once they're born. Says the Gemara, ha'onud le kachukavayu. So now the Gemara explains the question on Bapada. So this is Lishna Achwina, he has a question on Bapada. These animals don't get full Kedusha, and therefore they cannot make Tmura. Aval Ubrim Nachem Kedusha, make a Diyak. Other Ubrim have full Kedusha, and therefore they can make a Tmura. Isn't this discussion on Bapada again? Or Abaye says the same answer we said before. The Tam makes Mima, you're right. The Tam makes Mima difficult. Kaddish Kufay, a Tam in the mother's stomach, whose mother is also Tamima, everyone agrees against Kedusha, Eliki Pliki May Balasbum, Rapa de Safa Kim and Ime, like Kaddish Kufay, you know, I'm like Kaddish, Old May, Rabbech and Safa, Ubelavirch Imai. Here again, notice the second lesson also, here stresses Ubelavirch Imai, like we had yesterday's daf. Whereas, the Afal Gav, the Ime, like Kaddish the Kufa, the Vlad, Mia Kaddish the Kufay, even though the mother's not Kaddish, the Vlad will still be Kaddish according to Rabbech. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yossi. We send the mission of Rabbi Yossi, says, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is bothered why he cannot make a tmura at all with the case of an aver. We know that by an eila, if you say the regular list animal is an eila, the entire animal becomes an eila. So to hear by tmura, it should work. That was Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Says Gemara, top of Yud Aleph, Beis, Tan Rabban. Yochol, I'm Rabbi Yossi, eila, take kula eila. I would think, the Bryce is quoting the sheet of the sheet is not Rabbi Yossi, that a person says the regular list animal is eila, the whole thing should be an eila. You think you have avin, it should be that way. Tamalaymer, kol hashegita mimenu Hashem yakodesh, mimenu Hashem leikul Hashem. Whatever you give from it, Hashem is mashma. You can be sanctifying from it, Hashem, and not the whole thing. So you makdish the leg. What remains kodesh? The leg, and not the rest of the animal. From it, it doesn't spread. Yachol tasei chul, and you think the leg becomes chulim because it's only the leg. Tamalaymer, yeh kodesh. Therefore, the pasuk says yeh kodesh. It remains kodesh. Yeh kodesh. Ha ketzad. What do you do with it? You sell it, use the animal to be sold for someone that needs an eila. And the money that you get from his chulin, so think about it for a second. You have that's we keep quoting to maybe the throughout the past few blocks, we've been quoting outside, when you makdish a leg of an animal, it does not spread, it's only the leg that's kaddish. So what I do with it, I sell the animal in its entirety to someone who needs an eila, so the leg will now go as an eila, because it's part of a bigger animal of a person who needs an eila. And the rest of the money, besides for the foot, never became Kaddish. And therefore, that money is chulin. But the money for the leg, taka, I can't take money for the leg. Essentially, I can't take money for the leg. Because that leg already was an ayla. Okay. The Gemara is going to ask shortly, this guy who is chayiv an ayla, how is he buying an ayla without a leg? He's buying an ayla that's missing a leg. Why is that not a problem? Okay. Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, Aymerim, they say, Menayla emiraglish is ayla, shekulay, the whole thing goes ayla, shemar kol, asher yitim menel, Hashem. It says the Pasuk, the same exact Pasuk, same words. Rabbi Yudar Meir was saying that it means memenu, from it becomes kaddish. He's saying kishu ayim yia kaddish. The rabbi says kula. He's saying kol asher yitim memenu l'Hashem, and then it says yia kaddish. When you give, so the first part is teaching similar that you're being makdish only part of it, but he's saying the outcome is the next words of the pasuk, which is yia kaddish. Even when you makdish memenu, you get yia kaddish. The animal's entirety is Kaddish. Amar, the Rabbis Kula. Amar, Tumachot Tzech Eilus. Vakamais Beim Mechusaris Avis. Amar, right away. Yes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you sell to a person who needs an Eila, but that fellow who pledged an Eila, he's bringing an Eila missing a leg. He bought an Eila that the leg already was Kaddish. He is not donating a full Eila. Amar Rava, Ba'imir Harela Eila Bechaya. The case tack is where a person says, it's on me, it's incumbent on me to bring an Eila Bechaya, an Eila. With its integral body parts, b'chayeh, what needs to live. Meaning, he specifically didn't say, I'm going to bring a full eila. He pledged to bring an eila with as obviously you cannot bring an eila, sometimes that's about mum, it's missing body parts, but the point is this, his pledge didn't obligate him to provide the full eila, just to provide the value or the animal with its integral body parts. Actually, there's an interesting shaylach that came up not too long ago. A woman who was, apparently she was on in her years, and she decided that she wanted to leave a legacy in the world. So she pledged that she's going to give a certain amount of money to buy a Sefer Torah, or to write a Sefer Torah, and to donate to the shul. That was her pledge. So after the pledge, she died, and the children were counting up the money that she had left set aside for the Sefer Torah, and they realized that her musagim of what it costs to write a Sefer Torah, or to buy a Sefer Torah, fell far short of the actual price. So now they left with enough money to buy maybe half a Sefer Torah. So Shaila is, what do you do with the money? What were the two options? The two options, they said, we know this halacha, that there's a chiyuv ksiva sefer Torah. Every person in Klal Yisrael has a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. The place can say, bizman hazeh, haki b'yetzah the mitzvah, by writing, first of all, paying someone to do it for you, of course, as a shliach, but more than that, buying svarim, right? I mean, getting a little into the time of the Kura, you write, you put for sefer Torah, it's not put for Torah. The book learned Torah, buying svarim, chumashim, shas, buying svarim, it also could be a kiyum of writing a sefer Torah. So the shaila was, is it better to use the money to pay for half a sefer Torah, I'd be a partner in a sefer Torah, or is it better to use the money to buy svarim, and by buying svarim, it's a kiyum according to some of writing a sefer Torah, so it'll be a kiyum of using her money for what it was pledged for. So the Shevet Levi, Vozer, was to tell. He answered that it's preferable to use the money to help fund someone else, or with someone else, to write a complete sefer Torah. Why? Because granted, when the Torah says it's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah, you can be Yetzah, according to some Shitas, with buying Svarim. But when a person makes a pledge, they're writing a Sefer Torah, or writing a Sefer Torah, we know for sure what was behind their pledge, Sefer Torah. Not a Lamdish Sefer Torah. Not Svarim. It means Sefer Torah. And therefore, her money should be given as a partnership, into the partnership, to buy a Sefer Torah. Are you going to say that when money's given to a partnership, that's not sufficient? It's still not going to satisfy a pledge anyway. So he wants to be right for Agamara, for the case of Ayla. That by Ayla, we say in Agamara, that when a person is Makdish the regal of an Ayla, and it's only the regal, what happens? He sells it to a person, another person who is Makdish, who pledged to bring an Ayla, Chutz, right? Ayla b'chaya, and it works. We see that even if a person pledges to bring an Ayla and doesn't have enough money, you can combine the two pledges and it works together. Now, then we qualified, we said, Ayla b'chaya, we qualified it, but the point is we see you can have two people using the same Ayla together, so to here, two people can be Mekayim their Chiyav of supplying Sefer Torah by pooling their funds together and writing Sefer Torah that would be considered a Kiyam of their pledge. That is the Shevet Levi's Raya, Shevet Levi and Chilah Gimel, Simen Kuf HaMetzes, from our Gemara. Amar Chizda, Maida Rabbi Yehuda B'Davar Shei Sayis, the Trefer, Rabbi Yehuda's Maida, even though Rabbi Yehuda says, when you makdish one Aver, so it does not spread throughout the whole animal, only the regular Kaddish doesn't spread, that's only because it's not an Aver which makes it a Trefer. So the leg below the knee and below it doesn't make it a Trefer. But if it makes a Trefer, for example, above, from the knee and above, that would be considered enough. It's as if you makdish the whole animal, the Kusha spreads the whole animal, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Amar, very similar, the Mar's will explain the difference shortly, B'Davar Shei Sayis, if he's makdish an Aver that makes it an Aver, removing that Aver would make the animal a Nevela. That is when the Kedusha spreads, even according to Buddha. So Rav switched it from Trefa to Nevela. Rav Sheshes Amar, a third Shita, B'davashi Mesa, something with which the animal would die. If you Maktish a body part without it, the animal would immediately die. That is when the Kedusha spreads to the animal. The Gemara explains, what is the Chiluk between these three Shitas? Ma'ik bin Rav bin Rav Chizla, Rav, what's the Chiluk bin Rav Chizla? It says Trefa to Rav, who says Nevela. It could be now a tray for chayyah, the machlek is whether or not you hold the tray for lives. Rav Chizkiah says, look, man, I'm a tray for nechayyah. Rav Chizkiah holds like the opinion, a tray for does not live. So therefore, once you do any aver that would render it a treifa, it's an aver that the animal would die without. That's considered enough, and therefore the kedusha spreads to the whole animal. According to Chizda, Rava argues, Rava savored la kamanda mar treifa chaya. Rava holds that a treifa can live, and since a treifa can live, being if you would be missing that body part, that's not considered chashiv enough to spread through the body. Therefore, it needs to be a body part that makes it a nevela. So, okay. Well, Ma'ikah ben Rav Levshesha, what's the difference between Rav and Levshesha? Ikah ben Ayah, Rav Lazar. The Machlekes is Rav Lazar Shita, the Amar, Rav Lazar. Nitla Yerach v'chalal shalal. Let's say the Yerach, the thigh, was missing, and the Chalal, it sounds like the Chalal is missing. What it means the Chalal is exposed. The Chalal is, the skin over the empty space, the cavity, is exposed. That's called a Nevela. It becomes an immediate Nevela. It's considered a Nevela. It's a dead animal walking. It's a Nevela right now. So Rav is like a blazer, that's called a nevela, and that would be a case where treifa going to Rav is chaya. But that case is called nevela, and that would be enough if you makdish that part of the animal, it spreads throughout the animal, even according to Buda, that nevela part, whereas according to Sheshes, even that's not enough. Sheshes, less of a blazer, doesn't like a blazer. Rather, what would be according to Sheshes? It would have to be something which the animal would die from, essentially actual death immediately. Not just that it's a nevela walking, it's a walking nevela, but it's going to die imminently. It's actually dead immediately, such as taking out the heart, cutting off the head. It's got to be an aver that would kill it immediately. Only if you makdish one of those aver would it be considered kaddish to spread through the whole body, according to Buddha. So we have three shitas. We have Rav Chizda, Rava, and Ravi, and Rav Sheshes. Very interesting to point out that by us, we have Rav Chizda saying treifa chaya, and Teisfa, and Rava says treifa enachaya. Taisa just points out that in Bechiris, Taf Gimel Malaf, not so long ago, we had just a couple months ago, where the Moravid discussed as one of the eights, we just had this yesterday, to exempt an animal from a Din Bechiris, to have let the guy own a portion of it, let the guy have a joint ownership. So there's a question as to what part of the animal's body the guy has to own to be chashuv enough to be considered that it's not subject to the Din of Bechir. So Rav Chizda over there says that a treifa is chaya, and Rava says a treifa ain't a chaya, exactly opposite to the shitas that we have of Chizda and Rava. In our Gemara, Taisa says obviously we have to flip the views of Rav Chizda and Rava, that one of these sugyas has the names opposite. It's the same achleikas, but one of the sugyas has the name opposite, because clearly they just flip the shitas between, exactly opposite between Tamura and Bechayrus. Okay. Zaktim Arvaiter, Meisvei. We're saying now that according to Behuda, whether you go like Rav Chizda that it's treifa, whether you go like Rava that it's nevela, whether you go like Rav Sheshet that it's an ever that mamish creates immediate death, Rav Behuda at least agrees that an ever shasham etluyabo, we'll call it, if you makdish that over, it does spread throughout the body. In that case, Behuda agrees to Rav Yosi. But look at this price. Rebbe gives a psak, like a pshara. It appears to me Rebbe says to Paskin like Rabbi Huda by Eivish Hashem Tleba, that's where it makes sense to Paskin. Sorry, by Eivish Hashem Tleba, where it's not an integral body part, it makes sense all like Rabbi Huda that the Kedusha does not spread. And it makes sense to Paskin like Rabbi Yosi, in the case of the Eivish Hashem Tleba, that it's an integral body part, then the Kedusha does spread throughout the animal. Now by saying that, it's pretty clear that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yosi themselves argue in both cases. And Rebbe's Paskin like Rabbi Huda by Eivish Hashem Tleba, and by Nisham Tleba, Pasal Kabesi. But if Rehuda himself agrees by Eivish Nisham Tleba, what's going on over here? Says the Gemara. Lab Bechad Apog, let Rehuda doesn't clear, Rehuda argues, and the Gemara elaborates. Mishlam, and Rehuda, Rehuda, Bedevish Nisham Tleba, even the first line, that Rebbe says it seems fair to Pasal like Rehuda by a case, it appears to me, to Pasal Rehuda in a case where it's Eivish Nisham Tleba, so Mechal the Apog, Rebbe argues that even by Eivish Nisham Tleba, that does spread, that's good. We talk about that. Rebbe holds, even if Mekash the leg, it spreads, the foot, even below the knee, which is not Eivish Hashem Tleba, but according to any of the Peshatim, and still it spreads, and Rebbe holds over there, it doesn't spread. So, and Rebbe's passed like Rebbe Yehuda in that case, that line of Rebbe's statement is fine with how we're learning. But the next line is a problem. El Niven Devi Rebbe Yehuda, but Devish Hashem Tleba, Rebbe's passed like Rebbe Yehuda in the case where he was Makdash, Devish Hashem Tleba, that over there, the Kedusha spreads and it's Kaddish like Rebbe Yehuda, but it sounds pretty clear, if he has to pass like Rebbe Yehuda, that means there's a disagreement in that case. Isn't it clear that Rabbi Huda argues over there and says that even by Eivish and Hashem B'Tleba, the Kedusha doesn't spread? V'tif to the Kulu, so it's a kasha on all the Shitas, whether you go like Rav Chizda, whether you go like Rav, whether you go like Rav Sheshes, they all were saying, they would argue what's called Eivish and Hashem B'Tleba, but they're all saying in agreement that Eivish and Hashem B'Tleba, even Rabbi Huda agrees, and here we seem to be saying, argues, Loi, the Gemara says, you're reading it wrong. It's missing words, and this is what the Bryce was saying. Rebbe wasn't saying that he's passing Rebbe himself, like Rabbi Yehuda here and Rebbe over there. Rebbe was saying as follows: Nirin divir Rabbi Yosi l'Rabbi Yehuda b'davar shana shabbat liyaba, that Rabbi Yosi shita makes sense even according to Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi himself doesn't argue. That's good for Rabbi was saying that Rabbi himself doesn't argue in a case where it's eivish shabbat liyaba she'af Rabbi Yehuda nechlek alav elu b'davar shana shabbat liyaba. There are machlekes by a regel or some other eiver which is ena shabbat liyaba. That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't spread, and Rabbi Yosi says it spreads. Aval b'davar shana shabbat liyaba, in a case where it's eiver, where the Nisham is telling it, might lay even Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yosi, and there is no machlaika. So Rabbi's not paskening like Rabbi Yosi as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi was saying that Rabbi himself agrees to Rabbi Yosi, there is no move for machlaikas, everyone agrees. Bai Rava. Ba'if mai, mao. What about by an eif? If one is makdish an eiver by an eif, does it spread to the whole body or not? What's the shaila? The source we said was from the pasuk in Behema Shia Kriva Mimena Karbal Hashem. So Mimena, we said according to Rabbi Yehuda Meir, could be part of it and not the whole thing. And according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, I think it was, they dashed that no, the whole thing becomes Kaddish from the very same pasuk, Karban Lashem. The whole thing becomes Karban Lashem. But the pasuk that's talking about, the first part of the pasuk, in Behema. So is that din strictly by Behema? Or would it apply to Eif as well? Behema Marachmana, Falah Behemi, is it Dafka by Behema? And this is not a Behema, this is a Eif. No, carbon amarchmana by Nami carbon, or it's totally in carbon, and this indeed is a carbon, a bird is also carbon, and therefore it should be included. Important to point out, Machlekes Rishonim over here, when we talk about the Shaila, Rashi understands the Gemara Shaila is talking about a case where it's Eivir She'ein HaShem B'Tleba, whereas And that's where we're having a shayla. We're asking specifically according to Rabbi Yossi, does it spread by birds like it spreads by behemah? Meaning according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't spread by behemah either. There wouldn't be a shayla by bird. According to Rabbi Yossi, it spreads by behemah. It doesn't also spread by bird. That's the shayla. However, by avish and shamatliba, then it wouldn't be a shayla, because the same ones would apply as if you'd be makdish the whole thing. It would for sure spread even by a bird. It wouldn't even be a shayla. That's what Rashi seems to learn. It can infer from Rashi, Avish and Shamash Leba wouldn't even be a shayla. It would for sure be Kaddish. Other Rishonim argue and want to say no. The Gemara Shayla Gufa is even by Aver, Shana Shamash Leba, we're still asking a shayla. It could be even according to Buda. We're asking, does this then apply only to behemoths, or does it even apply to birds? And the shayla, according to this, would be even a Buda, not just to Rabesi. Either way, the Gemara leaves the shayla as a teiku. By Rava. Next shayla. Hikdish Eva Ladama. One is Makdish, an Aver for Kedusha's Dama, monetary Kedusha, not Kedusha's Agav. So before we go further, we have to chazer over to Yesaitis. One, you say we've been discussing the past couple of blot, and that is when you Makdish an animal, its leg, the Kedusha, according to Abyeisi, according to Abshim, it spreads throughout the whole body. According to Buda, only if it's Eva Shasham Tliyaba, it spreads. But if it's Eva Shasham Tliyaba, even according to Buda Armeir, it spreads. So this idea of Kedusha's Aguf in one part of the body spreading to the whole body. That's one din. There's another din we've had in the past, and that is that if you makdish an animal that's fit, it's a fit l'mizbeach. So we're not talking about being makdish matvas tmimim l'betekabayis, which is actually a lav we had earlier. But what if someone is makdish kushas damim l'mizbeach? He says this should be for monetary value for an ayla. It itself is fit to be an ayla. The halacha is that when you makdish kushas damim, an animal to be an ayla, and it itself is fit to be an ayla, it becomes, it's like a migu, since it's fit to be an ill itself, it jumps, it's like the same idea of nispashet, kedusha spreading through the body. This is the level of kedusha spreading, and it morphs from kedusha's dam to kedusha's aguf. Those are two dinim. So the shayla now is, could we combine both dinim? Meaning, what if I makdish only the leg, let's say, kontra besi, and only kedusha's damen? Do I have a double spread? It spreads throughout the whole body, and then kedusha's dam spreads kedusha's aguf, but we don't say a double spreading, that's the shayla. By Rebbe. Hikdish evo dama. Mao, the take is like just go to the just go. Miyamar, let's skip the parentheses. Miyamar, Medakshay, the Chad Aver, Axel Kule. Since you makdish one Aver, you makdish an entire animal because it spreads throughout the whole entire animal. Umedrach, like just dumb, nachs, like just go. And once you have just dumb throughout the whole animal, it morphs to just go as well. A Dilma, Chad Megavcha, Migu, Amar, Tre Migu, Amar. One Migu we say, two Migus we don't say. Tif Shalei says, Gemara, let's be patient at midday. Let's be patient from Rava's own memra. Dama Rava, Hikti Zachar Dama. If one's makdish a Zachar for its Dama, Zachar is a male ram because that's fit to be an Ayla. He's makdish it for his monetary value. Kadesh Kushas Aguf. It gets Kushas Aguf. So Rav himself says, you makdish a Zachar Dama, it morphs Kushas Aguf. So you see Kushas Dama becomes Kushas Aguf. So isn't that right to the Shaila? Gemara is leaving out the obvious taina. Hasam, the Gemara answers, Akdash Elekule, Hakdash Elekadever. We were asking about this double Migo. Meaning we know Rav holds Kushas Dama becomes Kushas Aguf. And we know this idea of Kushas part of the guf spreading to the whole guf. We know both ideas, but to be applied both at once, that's the shayla. My take, we leave that as a shayla. When one is makdish one aver, now this fits only going to be the kodesh according to BAC. Once you makdish one aver, it spreads to the whole animal anyway, so regardless, the whole animal is kodesh. So Pashas, this Gemara is going according to Rabbi Huda, and it's saying that when you makdish one aver and remains isolated, the kedusha to that one aver, mal begiza, is your issue of shearing the wool of the animal, or based on a single aver, we're not, there's no iser. Tifsh the Tanya Lamar says, let's bring it right from the following bryce, let's talk about Bechor Tzanecha. He says, don't shear the wool of the Bechor of your flock. But if it's yours and others, if you have a combined partnership with a guy, then you could share the wool. Ay lechayra. Why not? Why is there no iser of sharing the wool? Because since the guy owns part of it, so there's no iser in the part the guy owns. The Gemara now is assuming that there would theoretically be an iser in the part that the yid owns, but the part that the guy owns, there's no iser, and it allows for shearing. So unless the iser is, of course, the whole animal, shearing the wool would not be problematic. That's the Gemara was being a raya. So in our case, where it's only isolated to one limb, shearing the wool would not be a problem. Gemara says, how could you compare? Hasla nachs la kedusha klal, lach nachs la kedusha. Over there, when the guy is a partnership, it doesn't just affect the kedusha's bechor in the part the guy has. It affects kedusha's bechor in the entirety of the animal. And therefore, you can shear the wool. Whereas over here, this aver itself has full kedusha, and therefore maybe sharing of the wool in this aver itself would still be asur. Lishnachmina, another lashon again, kedarkenu in Tmura, hasam em biyadalakdishay, hach biyadalakdishay. Slightly different idea over here. Over there, not only the Gemara is not focused on what is kaddish, what's not kaddish. It's focused on what's able to become kaddish. The part that belongs to the guy will never be able to become kaddish, and therefore maybe there's no issur of sharing the wool. Whereas over here, even though you only sanctified one limb, you can, even according to Pehuda, that it remains isolated to that limb, you still can spread kedusha to the rest by being makdish the rest, and therefore maybe there would be a problem of shearing the wool. The Gemara leaves the shayla without an answer. Doesn't say take it, but leaves it unresolved. If you makdish the animal's skin, what's the status of doing avoda? Do we say that avoda is going to weaken the skin and make some sort of weak shvachness to the animal or not? Zakti Gemara, the animal itself, by the way, is chulin. You was only makdish the skin. Tashima Imr Mashmeh says, what's in the stomach of this animal? We just had this price yesterday. What's in the stomach of this animal is an ayla, muteris begiza, sharing the wool of the mother's mutter because it won't affect the vlad at the uber inside. Because by doing avaida weakens the whole animal, which in turn weakens the vlad inside the mother's stomach, and therefore that's asr, because the vlad is kaddish. So you see that it affects the whole animal, presumably you can't do avaida because it's going to affect the hide, the ur. Amalei kiktani asur b'avayda midrabanan. Abaye says no. That price that says asur avayda was only rabbinic. It was gzir d'rabanan. Really make her din. And my shaila is on the derisa level. Is one allowed to shear the wool if he's makdish the ur? That was my shaila. Yachis Rabbi says. If it's only gzir d'rabanan, why is gzir d'rabanan only on avayda? Why not on giza? Meaning bishlam, if you're going based on the ikur din, what's left, what's not? Giza doesn't affect the uber. Avayda does, and therefore avayda is also gives the mutter. But once it's gzir d'rabanan to protect, because there's an uber of hektish inside, why not make a further gzir and protect with giza as well? Amar le Abaye says that's not a taina. Avayda mikachsha gazri. I'll tell you that midrais is really mutter. The avaida which can't affect the vlad is the maisa a reason for the rabbanon to make lisa gzeira. Giza, which doesn't affect the vlad at all, the rabbanon still don't need to make gzeira. But this doesn't answer my shayla at all, says Abaye, which is about the ar, about the hide, which I'm asking on a biblical level, is there an isser to shear, to avaida or not when the hide is kaddish? And again, the Gemara leaves the shayla without a resolution. We'll pick it up for you tomorrow. Oh, one quick thought, actually. Just a more derech musar from based on Ardaf. From the base Israel of Ger. There was a chassid who was behaving improperly. Long story short, he was behaving improperly, and there was an insular community, of course, and the chassidim of the community wanted to kind of banish him and excommunicate him, keep him out of the community, keep him out of the shul, out of the shtibel, out of the wherever they were davening. And they came to the base Israel and asked for his permission to force him out. And the base Israel said that, no, chash, this guy's coming to daven, and davening he's doing properly. So the hope is that as long as he davens properly, it'll spread and it'll do tshuva in his other ma'isim as well. He wasn't condoning the other actions, but he's saying hopefully it'll do tshuva and it'll spread. And he said he brought a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara has been discussing back and forth that if you makadash an aver, if it's isolated to the aver, or if it spreads, depends if it's an aver shasham tuyaba or not. So he said, what's the aver the Gemara uses enough? Tmura daf yud aleph, unzer daf. What's the aver the Gemara discusses? We makadash the regel. As long as this guy's makadash the regel and he comes to shul, we have no right to throw him out of shul, even if his actions are not proper. We leave him in shul, and hopefully the tshuva